Welcome to Groundwork. My name is Dean Allard, Executive Director of the Samaritan Women. In this episode, we're going to share with you the TSW Internship Program. This is our job program or vocational training program. But first, let me set it up by giving you a little bit of background. When we started our organization, we felt a great deal of pressure to comply with what funders and what the outside world wants from survivors. There seemed to be a lot of pressure to push them towards getting jobs and getting them into employment. And we're not going to dispute the fact that that is the end goal. But what we've learned over the period of the last 5 years is that by pushing people too quickly into vocation, we actually inadvertently set them up for failure. We learned that in many cases, it wasn't the job skill that was missing, and it wasn't the desire to have a job, but it was really a sense of a work ethic and being comfortable in different types of work environments. And so what we did was we said, let's take a step back from this pressure to have employment and to put the pressure on the ladies that they had to hurry up and make money, which is not the message we want to send, and really look at what is the ethic that we're trying to create through a vocational training program. Some of those ethics include the ability to confidently communicate with your supervisor, to be consistent in coming to work, same time, every day. For some, that was more of a challenge than you could imagine. To have pride in the work that you're doing and have it not be all about the money that you're making, but the contribution that you can make. To be comfortable in a variety of work environments, whether that's working individually or in a highly socialized environment. And then just the practical things of dressing appropriately, speaking confidently, interacting with customers and with guests, and those types of things that make the individual more comfortable in a variety of work settings. So here's what we conceived of. We call it our TSW Works program. And essentially what it is we've defined a variety of jobs here within our enterprise. Now, these are compensated jobs, so anybody who works in this program, the TSW Works program, is paid according to the current minimum wage labor rate. And it is a bona fide job built around her existing schedule within the program. Anybody who starts in the program can start with 4 hours a week, and then based on competency and confidence, she can increase the number of hours. But we wanted to make sure that women had an opportunity to try a wide variety of jobs. And so what we did was we created semesters for these internships, and each one is about 3 months in duration. And so the women actually have to go to a job fair that's offered quarterly. We announce the different jobs that are going to be available and the number of hours associated with that job, what will be required of her, and who will be her supervisor. The ladies have to apply for those jobs, and they have to participate in a short interview process. And then we as a staff meet to determine what might be the best job fit for a woman based on where she is in the program and what we've seen in her in terms of her gifts. Let me also point out that because these are compensated jobs, for some of our ladies, this might be the first time that they're actually earning a paycheck or having to pay taxes or opening up a bank account. And so anybody who participates in the internship program needs to have in companion with her internship work a plan for how she's going to handle her finances. So the jobs, just to give you an idea of how those come about, is we identify real jobs that are needed within our enterprise. It's so important, and I can't underscore this enough, that the jobs be legitimate jobs, because people will know from the very early on if you've just created make work and it's not real and it's not really contributing to your enterprise. So we thoughtfully identified where do we need help within the organization and what are the jobs that we would be paying somebody to do if we didn't have a resident in those positions. We have jobs like data entry, a finance clerk, landscaping, farm work, office maintenance, receptionist, event support, and volunteer coordination. In all cases, these jobs are aligned with a particular staff supervisor, and that supervisor has to define a job description and the expectations and any special caveats. So, for example, if you're going to work a landscaping job, you have particular requirements for what you can wear and what you're allowed to wear when you're operating heavy machinery. Conversely, if you're going to be the receptionist and you are making a first impression of our organization, there are certain expectations. Let me say again that it was so important to us that we created jobs that had real value for the enterprise, but also so that the ladies would gain in their own confidence knowing that they have made a difference. I do want to say that one of the things that we have derived from doing this internship program for the last couple of years is the staff have truly benefited from having the ladies wholly integrated into our enterprise. One of the things that I, as the director, like the most is when we have visitors who come to our location and they're here perhaps to meet with a staff person or to learn about our program, and or maybe they're here to volunteer. And they spend any amount of time with us, invariably we'll get some kind of question like, well, what do the residents look like? Or where are they? And it's such a delight to say, you've been with them all day. You've just been working alongside them and you didn't know. And that's exactly the way it should be. Because if we're trying to be a re-entry program, then the way the world of work should look like is that they are as equally included and in some ways as hidden in plain sight as anyone else. Now, there have been some challenges to the program. It's important that you articulate very clear program goals. This cannot be a situation where somebody's just trying to get out of other obligations. She doesn't want to do her chores, but she's going to take an internship. Or she doesn't want to do her schoolwork because she wants to be over in the administrative building. It has to be very clear that the internship program is a job readiness program, and if that's a part of her development track, then she's eligible for the internship. You have to figure out what your policy is on the residents having money, because once you start issuing a check, you know, they're going to be classified as employees for you, and so you're going to have all of the reporting obligations that you would with any other employee. And you're also going to have to carefully train your supervisors because, again, this is not an opportunity for the residents to just come hang out with staff or the staff to just be hanging out with the residents. Real work needs to be getting done, and we have to sometimes remind the supervisors that they are there to teach and to model excellent workplace skills. So as I mentioned, we have been offering this program for a couple of years now. I'm very proud to say it's really become a flagship to the Samaritan Women program. The ladies, by and large, really value participating in this program. A resident with us is not allowed to participate in the internship program until she's passed phase one, which for us is about a 90-day period. And what is exciting about that is during that 90 days, she also gets to observe the other ladies who are getting up in the morning and getting dressed appropriately for work and going off to their internship jobs. And so we begin to model with that expectation with the new ladies coming in. So I could go on and tell you about the TSW Works program for quite some time, but it might be much more interesting for you to hear from a couple of our interns. So I'm going to turn the program now over to a couple of the interns who are currently in this JobWorks program and have them share with you what they've benefited from. So first, ladies, welcome to GroundWorks. And let me ask you a couple of questions, and you can both respond to the question. The first one is, by participating in the internship program, what have you learned about the world of work?
I've learned that it's not always easy, that you have your bad days, but to press through them, the accountability for them, the responsibility, how to communicate with your boss, and also asking for help.
What about you?
For me, it's been more of a re-entry into the workforce, so to speak, because I have had professional jobs in the past. However, during some other phases of my life, I did not have legitimate work. So it's been nice to get myself reacquainted with the working me from before those dark times.
Nice. And one of the things that people outside of Samaritan Women might find a little curious is that both of you actually have male supervisors for your internship. Some people might have judgments about that and think maybe that's an uncomfortable situation for you. So let me have you address that. What's it like having male supervisors? Why don't you start?
Well, my supervisor, he's very respectful. At the end of the day, it doesn't come down to I'm a female victim and he is a male supervisor. It's just as though we are just two people in the office working together for the betterment of TSW. And also, the plus side for me is that sometimes I get to hear his phone calls with his wife, and it gives me a wonderful perspective on what that relationship is really supposed to look like. He's very in love with his wife, and he treats her very well.
So you're actually getting more than the world of work. You're also learning about healthy marriage.
I am.
So what about you? You've had actually more than one male supervisor.
Well, my supervisors work side by side with me, and they're there to show me and teach me new traits. And the one thing that I respect about my supervisors is they don't look at me as who I used to be or where I come from, but more of, well, how can they help me build a better me? And they respect me. They don't expect anything from me other than to give my best when I'm on my job.
So as a result of that, what have you learned about yourself?
I always knew I was a tomboy. However, the life that I lived made me become somebody I wasn't, because I had to wear a mask. And I'm from the South, so I realized that I am a tomboy that likes to get out there and do landscaping and work side by side with the men and be able to hold my own. I love it.
You can tear it up on that zero-turn mower, I must admit. Fabulous. And what about you? What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned about myself something that was very important. I have to recapture the life that I had before certain things happened. And I find myself being a better me because, and going forwards and reaching back to the past as well, it just makes me a little more well-rounded as far as knowing which way I'm going and how I want to get there.
Great. So, she's already pointed us towards the future. So let me ask the last question, which is, what do you see as your work goals or your vocational goals now? What are you striving for?
I'm striving for my associate's degree in drug and alcohol counseling, and my 5-year plan includes facilitating a program of my own for drug addicted prostitutes.
So someday you're going to need the Groundworks podcast so that you can launch your own program.
Yes.
Excellent. And what about you? What are your career goals?
Well, I want to start up and get my forklift, which is coming soon. And then I want to continue to receive my GED and then go on to get my CDLs and start something where to help educate truck drivers on human trafficking and be able to recognize victims and being able to stop and take my time at truck stops or wherever and talk to the victims myself, and also hopefully get other women that's also in this trade to be knowledgeable about it.
Wow. Well, I know you both very well, but for our listeners just to underscore that it's a wonderful thing to see that there are not only career goals, but baked into your career goals are goals to serve and to be in ministry and to give back to the industry that took away so much from you. So I commend you for that. Just a couple more comments on the internship program. It is our intent that after a woman has participated in the internship program, when she shares that she's ready to move on into external employment, that would be a subsequent phase of our program, that she would begin to, whether it's a part-time job outside of our enterprise. We are currently looking at sort of a graduate phase of our program. So I'll ask you to pray on that because it hasn't really happened yet, and we're looking forward to it because we'd like to see them supported as they take every step forward. I hope that you have found this overview of our internship program helpful to you. If you have any additional questions, you know you're always welcome to email me. My email address is jallert@thesamaritanwomen.org. Thank you again for participating in Groundwork. This is our service to the anti-trafficking and victim services community. We hope that you find these podcasts helpful and that you will join us again for our next episode of Groundwork.